What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And this is a Take a Chance podcast, bro.
Yeah.
For the first time, we have some people here.
Yeah, this is our first live audience. Yeah. We've had people behind the camera, like one or two people before, like, but we got... How many people we got? One, two, three, four, five, six?
Six.
Yeah, damn.
All right. That's progress. I'm sure if you saw DET Kids episode,
yeah,
you would have saw who we are interviewing today. We got Space Baby J.
Stuart.
What's good, man? Thank you for coming on.
Appreciate you being here.
So just to kind of jump into it, upbringing, you know, where are you from?
Southwest Detroit.
Southwest. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. What were you doing as a kid, like, outside of music or just, like, you know, playing any sports? You into anything like that?
Basketball.
You big
football.
NBA? You NBA guy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm both.
You got any, like, favorite players, any favorite teams?
You want players or teams first?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
All right. Players, top five?
Yeah, you can do your top five favorites. Or you could do starting lineup.
And,
either or.
In order of, like, positions?
You can do that, or you could do, like, your top five. Bro, like, the thing is I get it. I would be asking all these questions, too. Like, I get it. So, yeah. No, you could do either or. It doesn't matter. You can do a starting lineup, or you could do just, like, five. Like, let's say you have two point guards in your list. Like, that doesn't matter.
All right, bet. I'm going to go Kobe.
That's a good answer.
I'm going to go LeBron.
That's another great answer.
Luka. Giannis and Shaq.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Just jumping into music, what really inspired or, like, motivated you to start making music?
Getting in trouble.
Getting in trouble?
Yeah.
What you mean? Like, stuff we can talk about on here?
Yeah, I used to get in trouble. And then, like, when my mama get on my head about something I used to do in, like, school or something, I used to write about it. Like, every time I got in trouble, I would make a song about it.
Okay.
She came in my room. She had found my notebook. She seen me cussing. She was like, "That's you writing them raps?" I'm like, "No, I had somebody at school ready for me."
When or what year did you really start locking in on music, wanting to take it more serious?
Ninth grade. I don't know what year that was.
What would you say is, like, on your calendar schedule for upcoming music in 2024?
Ooh. I can't even speak on that right now. All
right.
Be on the lookout.
I got another album dropping.
That's dope. What's it called?
It's called Yo Bitch Hurry Rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got cover art?
Yeah. My man's Ron. Shout out Ron.
That's wild.
What's his Instagram?
Trill.
Yeah, Art by Trill. Shout out.
Yeah, good for him.
Cover art guys.
I make cover arts.
You ain't never even say that.
Say swear to God.
You never told me that.
He told me that for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, I've shown you some.
He showed me some.
Yeah. I got some heat. Tap in. Sincerely, Siren. My shit will look bigger than the other guy's shit.
Nah, shout out.
No
bro.
Diddy.
Yeah, shout out, bro.
No Diddy.
No man. Nah, I'm just bullshitting. I'm just being funny.
For somebody watching, like, what would you say, like, some of your favorite drops are? Like, if you had to recommend a song to go listen to that someone's watching right now, what song would you go for?
Boston Celtics.
Okay. Bro, tell me why. Yeah. I just listened to that bitch.
For real?
Like, for real. I was on, I just was going through, like, it was on a Explore page on Instagram, and it popped up.
A lot of people making videos to that, though.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Bro, this shit was catchy as hell.
Appreciate it,
man. And I fuck with the NBA, so I was like, oh, that's dope, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that was about.
Yeah, that was tough.
What would you say, or do you ever get, like, a creative block, like a writer's block, or do you be punching in everything?
It's like every blue moon, for real.
What, like, you mean?
Sometimes, like, if it's a good day, and I can go in there, like, ha, and I'm with the guys, and it's, like, hot energy and everything, I'm going to just flow right through it.
Okay.
But, yeah, certain days you just can't stop it, for real.
Do you have any advice for someone that may be going through, like, a writer's or creative block?
I'll say just take some time to let your mind get creative.
What would you say, like, your biggest weakness is as an artist, that something, you know, you could improve on?
music videos.
You saying like editing them or like just like you just
like doing
being
them.
On the camera?
Yeah, being on the up. Camera. Yeah.
You think you need like more consistent with them, or you need to get like more comfortable on the camera?
I just need like more contact. I mean, content with that in general. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I get you.
If you could make if you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
I hate these kind of questions, bro.
Bro, you were here. You see, you heard all these.
You sat through a whole interview.
Lil Papa.
Lil Papa?
Yeah.
And who would you want to produce that?
Bro.
Yeah. You make beats?
Like beat. No, I don't make beats.
He don't make beats, but
that's what that's.
Yeah.
I was about to say, bro. If you're making beats, I did not know that.
I don't know, bro. Give me somebody, bro. Metro Boomin.
5 dinner guests, dead or alive. Anyone in the world, doesn't have to be artists.
My auntie. Michael Jackson.
Mm.
King Von. And all the rest of the guys.
Who are your personal favorite top 5 artists of all time?
All time. I'll say me. All the guys. So that's a group in itself. So that's 2. Just like anybody.
Anyone in the music industry, like any genre.
Adele.
Mm. Oh, have we heard Adele?
Oh, somebody. Definitely.
I feel like, yeah, that there might have been.
Because I was
person.
Like,
Michael Jackson again.
That's a good answer.
Huncho. I don't know how many that is. How many is that? 4?
Mike.
No, that was
Adele.
5.
No, that was 5.
And his guy, he said the guys counts as 1.
Yeah.
Himself.
Yeah.
What would you say your favorite album with no skips is? You could listen to an album start to finish, nonstop.
Give him that same question you gave me for the rest of his life.
Me and Twin, you lost the back.
A Day with the Kids.
Who's that by?
Bro.
What'd you say?
You said what album did you say?
Oh,
wait.
Respect.
No, that is
fair. I don't know if I'm taking one of y'all's albums. I'm going to buy like one of my homies' albums for the rest of my life. I might take one of mine because it would just be like memories.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
You feel me?
If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song would that be?
Probably, Casket, Privileges.
Okay.
That is a good. I ain't gonna lie. That's a good answer.
Hey, yeah. Hey, that's that shit right there.
Man. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Number 1.
Yeah. It's a solid answer.
I'm gonna make it happen.
Hell yeah! Well, I'm wishing you nothing but the best of luck.
Appreciate it, bro.
You got anything,
bro? I mean, like there were people that weren't even on our radar. Forget, like, yo. Like, I don't think we have really talked about it until we locked back in. Locked back in and started looking for new guests that I think we really started.
Well, Camp Currency.
That was another one. That
Camp Currency is what
we knew y'all recorded here. Mm. So that was another thing. But, like, it opened the door to a lot of different people that closed out season 3.
Yeah.
You know?
How'd you find Chance?
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Or just like, how'd you find the studio?
I think it was More Space Baby More. Okay. You know that is?
No.
I think I met bro once. He was with y'all like when you all did that twerk song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely saw him perform, hard, but I never like met him. I never met him. I never
That's
met him.
That's what I'm saying.
You seen him perform.
Yeah, but I never like actually like met him. Like,
oh, no, he ain't never performed.
Oh, he didn't perform at
Camp Currency?
At Camp Currency? No.
It was me.
It was
Flash and
oh,
so
okay,
you thought
okay.
Flash. You
yeah,
thought
yeah, Flash. That's what, yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I definitely saw y'all perform at Camp Currency.
I don't even want to think about that.
I was there, no, I don't mean it like that. I mean because of the Wiggle song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's what I meant.
Is there any more you want to speak on your project before we like sign off?
Oh yeah.
You know, just for good promo.
2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of his stuff will be in the description. Go stream, bro. Go follow him on all social medias. Everything will be down there. With that being said, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you guys next Sunday.
Yes, peace sir. Out.
If you don't like it, you a bitch.